What's up, everybody? Nate Sarantino here, back with another episode of the Free Thinkers Emergence Podcast. Today is going to be a fun episode. I have been going through this for what seems like years, and I know I'm only 21 years old, so I still got some time, and I feel like the pressure is very good these days, and I know like I'm moving in the right direction, and it all comes down to like these first steps being the hardest, and you just have to be resilient and keep moving forward. So this goes for no matter what situation you're in. Whenever you start something new, it's going to be difficult, as the only way to become better is experience. And when you don't have experience doing something, unless you're like naturally gifted at it, which, you know, even people who are naturally gifted at something are not going to be great immediately. It's impossible. Like, the best salesmen on the planet weren't great at sales immediately. Yeah, they could communicate with people and they knew how to persuade people and use tonality based on just like their innate gifts. Now, once they dialed that in, they became like absurdly good, like world renowned. But that's how it goes. Like, the first steps weren't great. They had to figure out a system or like some patterns to use to get from point A to point B, or from point A to point D, and what you need to do, like from A to B and then to C and then to D. Like, you need to have a pathway mapped out so you can get to where you want to be. And sometimes you know where you want to get to. Like, I know I'm at point A, or I'm basically at point B, and I need to get to D, and like getting to C is like pretty difficult. Like, I mean, my first part was like coming up with everything I wanted to do. Now I'm like kind of building it, and then like I'm just keep moving down this line, and it ain't easy. It's like they say the first 100,000 you make is going to be the hardest, and after that it gets easier given you do like, you know, smart things with that money and you don't like waste it on, let's say, I'm blanking on the word, things that don't hold their value, depreciating assets or depreciating liabilities, whatever, because they're definitely not assets if they're depreciating most of the time. The idea is to find things that like make you grow and become better and help you like grow over time on your own. It's why like creating habits that like naturally, by going to the gym every day no matter what, I'm naturally gonna stay fit, because I have it's a part of my lifestyle to be going to the gym. And the hardest part is building that momentum to keep doing that thing. Or lately I've been trying to wake up earlier, and I decided, wow, if I sleep in my car, it forces me to wake up earlier. It forces me to be sharper. It forces me to think more about the people I'm letting in my life, especially when I spend more time alone. I love to be alone, but I even love more to be with people. But not just anyone. I like to be with people who make me better. If you're not making me better, you're making me worse. That's something you have to know. I was watching a video from Patrick Bet-David today, and it was on the four types of people. There's people who subtract from you. There's people who divide. There's people who add, and there's people who multiply. I'm one of those people who multiply for people, and I make their lives way better. I present an absurd amount of value. I can 10x other people's lives, and I am looking for people who can make my life better. And I know how I present value to other people, and it's about how can I find the right people to surround myself with so we're helping each other and we're making each other 10x better on the daily. That's what I need out of life, and that's what you need too. That's why you're listening to a podcast like this in the first place. It's all about finding the right people to help support you, especially as you start. The first steps are going to be the hardest, and having people who can push you a little bit or give you that like hand up, that makes that building of momentum so much easier. And you really need this momentum when it comes to starting anything. like legitimately anything. I don't even know what example to give at this point because it is like a piece of the like the process that can't be missed. It's like if you don't have momentum, you're going to be moving so slowly. And you need to learn how to use what the universe has to offer to your advantage. If you can't keep yourself going, you're gonna stall out and you're gonna burn out for that matter of the fact. You need to learn how to like keep your momentum and this actually have a pace. Like you get going, you feel like you're good, and then like find a marathon. This is what Nipsey Hussle was all about. Like you just have to keep moving forward, and no matter how bad it gets, don't let it stop you. It's why I have like Be Unstoppable as one of my like main tenets for everything I've created, for my life, for my companies. It's all about like never letting a single thing you go through stop you. You need to learn that like you're gonna go through the hardest shit anyone can imagine, and no one's gonna be able to truly relate with it. Maybe a couple people, but on average you're gonna be going on your own journey. Like the spiritual journey is a lonely one. It's one you have to walk on your own. You can try to explain it to as many people as you want. The majority of them are not gonna understand you. And if you find someone who does understand you, cherish that person. Understand that that person is going to be so helpful. You need to find people who understand what you're going through on a deeper level, and not just like being able to empathize with you, but to actually be able to help you through that. Whether they went through something similar or whether they just know someone who went through a similar thing, it's like you need to find the kind of people who can actually help you through what you're going through and give you that hand up when you start to lose momentum, when you start entering a new field, when you start going into whatever it is. This is why mentors are really important in life. If you can find one good mentor, like keep them until you feel like you've surpassed them. And even if they don't think you've surpassed them, like you'll know when you're not learning as much as you used to. You'll know when it feels like you've hit a point where it's time to find a new mentor and you start to grow faster again. Once you find that mentor, keep them. Just hang around them. Like literally this, like ask them to this, like invest, ask them to not invest into you, but like give them your time and energy. Ask them how you can help them and they'll help you. It's the idea of like give, and then give even more. And then eventually you'll get because you gave so much. It's not you ask for the favor, you just never ask for it, and you just give and give and give and give. And then once you've given enough, then when it comes time to actually ask for something, it's like you didn't even need to ask. They were already ready to give it to you because of how much you invested into them. It's life. Like, you need to be ready to invest into people and help them build momentum at the same time as other people are going to help you build momentum, as the hardest thing in life is those first steps. And when you see someone starting something new, give them that hand up. Try to help them out, like motivate them, whatever that is, like help them. Don't just let them struggle, as struggling sucks. No matter who you are or where you're from, it sucks to feel out of place. It sucks to just feel like you're not making any progress. It sucks when you just want to not keep going. You just got to keep moving forward. Whatever it is, you just keep moving forward. That's literally it. Like, you can't die if you don't stop moving. Like, when you stop moving and you sit in the couch all day, all you do is watch TV, you eat, like, excess calories, you don't exercise. Like, you got to move your body. You got to move your mind. You got to, like, move your spirit. You got to, like, legitimately want to be, like, going about life. You got to be driven. Something has to be that thing that makes you say, I'm going to get out of bed to go do this. And I feel great about doing this because this is something I am passionate about. When I get on this mic, when I'm here, I'm like into it. It's like everything I have is going into this. And It's why I can only record a few episodes at a time now, because I'm really putting as much energy into my words as possible. I'm putting everything I can imagine, everything that I can download, everything that I can process into these sentences and try to help people as much as possible. As it was really hard for me to create the podcast, and now that I have a rhythm and a flow and a pattern, and I feel like I have a system for creating it, it's like it moves by itself, and I'm moving forward. And I'm still only at 138 episodes now with this one, and yet I go to the mall and I just hand out like 20 or 30 business cards at a time. I just go shake as many people's hands as I can, tell them about the podcast, just try to get them to help themselves. Like, I don't even care if people listen. I just want people to become better. And that's why I made it in the first place. It was like, I originally named it Guided Spirits because I felt like I was guiding other spirits. And it was about like helping people evolve with their soul. And now it's like connected to my course, the Freethinkers Emergence Program, and becoming something where like you now have access to all this knowledge for free. And I just want to give it all away. Like I feel worthless if I don't give it all away. And at some point, like, I can create like a monetary value out of my knowledge by like really like monetizing it with an online course. But for now, like, I have so much to offer with just my like my sentences on audio. And you, the listener, you are picking up all these different things. You're downloading my consciousness, and you're becoming better every single day from not only my podcast, but everything else you listen to, everything you read, everyone you hang around. It all comes down to like having that momentum, having some kind of pace, being on your marathon, being on your grind, being on your drive. Like, this, whatever it is, like, find a thing you have that deep passion for and that makes you want to like makes you want to help people, and start it and then just keep moving forward with it, whatever it be. And if you hit road bumps, come up with a creative solution and then keep moving forward. Like, I still want to open a company for psychedelic assisted therapies, and I'm going to finish my neuroscience degree so I can finish my certificate for psychedelic assisted therapy. Like, literally, that's called a PAP certificate. And once I get that, I can open this company. And it's all about gaining knowledge for sales, communication, and most importantly, living life so I can actually see what it feels like to go through similar instances as other people. The best therapists are the ones who actually did something before they became a therapist, and they didn't just go straight into it. As you have the real life experience of going through shitty events and what life can actually come down to, not only the good, but the bad. If you can make it through the bad, you can help other people make it through the bad. And that's why I believe we go through the things we go through. And when you help someone with that, like when they're going through it, those hard steps are going to be bad, whatever it may be, whether it's starting their first company, whether it's like trying to have their first kid, whatever it may be, you can help them through that with the knowledge you have. And then you're going to keep moving forward. You'll have momentum by helping them, and then they'll build momentum from you helping them. It's all this, it all bounces off each other. It all is balance. It's all oneness. It's helping each other. It's literally like, this is God's words. This is God's work. This is why I'm doing it. I feel like I was here to teach everyone and help them become the highest versions of themselves. And the hardest part for me was trying to figure out the best way to do it. And now I have the podcast, and I am helping people with my podcast daily. And I just need to keep moving forward just like you. And together we'll evolve and grow and become great as a society, humanity, and grow past all the troubles, all the polarities, all the wars, and everything else, diseases, famines, whatever whatever the universe throws at us, whatever the, like, the dark brings us, we can overcome it with the light, because it only takes a little bit of light to outshine the darkness. The light will always prevail. That's the truth. Just live by the truth. Become the truth, and you'll see life gets better. That's all I got. This was great. Thank you all for listening. My name is Nate Sarantino, and this was the Freethinkers Emergence Podcast. I can fly.